Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Wright brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Wright brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Wright brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We are here. Show and tell news time. Amy, I'm going to you first. What do you got?
Well, there's a whole article about Costco is selling $200 million worth of gold bars monthly. And I know we've talked about them having those available.
When they started, I didn't know they were selling that much.
Wow. Like, yeah. Wells Fargo did a whole report, and they're like, by our estimates, they're selling about $200 million monthly.
Like, do they hire miners to go out and get it? Like, because they got to buy the gold from somewhere, right? They got to buy the gold, and then they have to turn the gold over and make a profit.
Yeah, you're buying it at a marked-up price when you're buying it there, by the way. And then an episode that went up on my podcast yesterday with a financial expert, he was talking about how he would not buy the gold from Costco, or really just gold in general, unless it's just like what you want. He would call buying those gold bars like a flex. Like if you just want people to come over and you're like, look at my gold bar from Costco, but that it may not be of that much value to the average person.
But you can always sell it back at the value of gold, which goes up and down.
Yes, it goes up and down. So you run that risk because you're also buying it from Costco at a higher price. Sure. So there's no guarantee that when you sell it, you're going to get it for what you paid.
And I think you'd always buy it at a higher price though, because every single person that's like, let's say you mine the gold. Well, you sell it for a dollar because you just mine the gold, you got to pay for it. Well, the person that then gets that and takes the raw gold and turns it into is probably going to sell it for $2.50 to the person who's then going to have to sell it for $3.50 in order to. I'd always been told gold is steady to hold because it's really not going to go too much up or down and will always exist. Like gold won't go bankrupt. But again, I know nothing about money. So
I mean, famous last words.
Hold on. A dollar bill can go bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. A dollar can go down and up. Yeah. And big time.
That's why different like currencies have different values.
No. Hold on. How a dollar, you're going to tell me a dollar can be worth more than a dollar?
Let's say a dollar here, and there's a dollar in the UK, right? With me?
Both different monies, though.
No, yeah. But let's say they can buy the same thing. They both can buy a dollar's worth.
Okay.
If the value of the dollar goes down here, if the economy is not good, then you could go over and buy clothes in the UK and have to spend $3 versus the one there. The value of a dollar does go up and down. It's hard to explain, but the value for me, because I don't know anything about finances.
But
you could have a bunch of money and say you have $1 million and it's worth way less than the $1 million would have been worth a year ago.
Oh, boy. All right.
What are you worried about something?
No,
this is the first time you're hearing this?
You know the value of dollars.
No. You guys say a dollar is not a dollar. A dollar,
well, dollar's
is
worth a dollar.
It's worth a dollar.
A dollar's worth 100 cents.
Now, you may not be able to get as much for your dollar. You may not, like a pack of bubble gum used to be 50 cents. Now it's a dollar. So you can't buy as much, but it's still worth a dollar. The dollar is still worth a dollar.
But the word worth is devalued.
No, it's still worth a dollar.
Right, but that dollar, they can also ship things across the country in a single night.
This is tough.
I know. It's like...
No, I hear you.
You used to be able to get gas for under a dollar.
But that's inflation.
That's inflation over time.
I know, yeah. I understand, but I'm saying I didn't change the value. The dollar is still worth a dollar.
But Bobby used a good example of like when you travel, items. They don't you're just value using our a
word.
Dollar
All you're
same.
Saying is the word dollar still means the word dollar.
Which is
but
true.
But the value of a dollar has changed forever and will always go up and down.
That's why you ever heard like a dollar is equal to 50,000 pesos?
Sometimes it's worth 75,000 pesos.
Yeah.
You could take money here to go to a place where their currency is devalued and buy so much.
Correct.
Okay. So where could somewhere I can...
Okay.
So that maybe is what we need to do.
I'm not investing with them. All right, Eddie, show and tell news, go.
Okay, so this is so funny. I promise not to talk about the eclipse, but I have to talk about this.
Okay.
This Mexican TV channel on the news.
Oh, they showed. I saw what
they were showing the eclipse.
Be careful with your words.
I will. I'm not even going to say what it was. But they were showing the eclipse, and then they were bringing in pictures of people that took pictures of the eclipse. Oh. This one picture had a different kind of eclipse.
Yeah, it was, how should I say...
Eggplant.
Okay, I'll say
not eggplant so much, but
the
more.
Moon is a ball, right?
Cherries.
The moon is a ball in the sky.
Yeah, cherries more than eggplant.
They used a different.
I didn't see it, but I knew it was just that part of the body.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I saw their trick.
And it was a prank, you know. And like when there's a good prank that goes down, you gotta admire it.
That moon was.
That's hilarious.
It's funny. Pay a dollar for that.
Because in Mexico, you pay 50,000 pesos.
I see.
Yeah. Lunchbox, show and tell.
Look, man, I know you guys say, I mean, I don't even know if I should do this because it's all about
the answer's probably no, if you're having to wonder.
Well, maybe I should save it for you guys wanting to invest with me later.
We don't.
Okay. No, we definitely don't.
Go ahead.
I think we got another investment opportunity here. Lions, tigers, and bison. Oh, my. There's a zoo in North Carolina for sale. And we can pay $16 million and we can own a zoo.
Okay, we had trouble raising $400.
Right. Yeah. But, obviously zoos make a lot of money. Kids love going to the zoo.
I don't know that zoos make a lot of money. I think you're just saying that.
Dude, I pay for a season pass every year. They're expensive.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're expensive.
But you also have to keep up with animals. You got to pay. Yeah.
That's tough.
No, $16 million, there's no way we're buying that. So just finish your story, though.
I think that's just pretty cool that anybody, any average Joe can just go buy a zoo.
Can't do it if you're an average Joe.
Lions, tigers, and bison. Oh, my.
Yeah, I got to have a lot of
dollars. Crazy is that? I never worked with animals, but I just go buy a zoo. Mm. Seems like you should have special qualifications to own a zoo. Mm.
You could also buy medicine patents without any sort of background in medicine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. I mean, people get in trouble all the time. Like when they raise it, the dude from the internet who bought diabetes. I'm not sure which one it was. Bought it and then raised it like $500. Instead of a dollar.
Oh, man.
And everybody got mad at him.
Didn't he go
Pharma
to jail?
Pharma bro is what they call him.
Question.
Yeah.
Why is that illegal?
It's not illegal.
But he went to jail, right?
There were other things he did that I think were illegal. His name's Martin... Shrek or something. What'd he do? Like, do you remember why he went to jail? I'll just know him as Pharma bro. But he also bought, like, Wu-Tang's one CD they made at one album that only one person got.
Oh, wow.
He was charged 2 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of conspiracy for activity unrelated to the Daraprim controversy.
Got it.
He was up to other no goods.
Okay.
Yeah. Texas police have arrested 56-year-old Consuelo Maria Del Bar and her 18-year-old daughter for traveling across the country to give illegal butt injections for $6,000. Cops said the duo were planning to inject an unlabeled brown liquid into the butt of a customer on Wednesday, but the customer ended up being an undercover police officer. The mother-daughter booty enhancement team also reportedly gave the officer a Xanax to relax before the illegal procedure. Jeez. Both have been charged with unlawfully practicing medicine without a license.
Oh, my gosh.
What if you get so relaxed you forget to call your buddies in to come in and, like, save you?
Right.
That's from KHOU, but it's like, okay, I'll take my medicine. Oh. And they're like, as soon as Chris says Willy Wonka, we go in. And Chris is like...
I've always wondered that about undercover people that work in the drug world, because I'm sure at times they have to do the drugs to fit in or they're red flagged. Mm-hmm. But like, is there a way they could like maybe put it in their mouth, but just...
don't inhale?
They just
do it?
Mm.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Because you could maybe lose
I want
control.
Then I want to be the one that has to go investigate a massage parlor.
I don't think you have to do that. I think you just rest it. It's not like you're getting in to go find other massage parlors. You shut them down.
No, you got
to
make sure they're doing it.
I'm talking about people that for 2 years are undercover in like a drug ring or a gang or something,
I have somebody I could talk to about that.
Really?
You can get you an answer. Yeah.
Let's do.
Not on the air, probably, because they don't think they'd want to say. But I know someone who was undercover for a long time.
Well, yeah, I want to know. Did they have to do drugs?
I literally know him, too.
I know.
You can just ask
him. Now I know who you're talking about. Okay, let's go ask him. Okay.
Thank you. All right, that's your news. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. When I first met my husband, I honestly wasn't super attracted to him physically. But over time, he grew on me. I fell in love because he's charming, funny and successful and very kind. I also grew to love his dad bod, but this year he set out to get healthy. He's lost a good amount of weight. He's put on a good amount of muscle. He's starting to look like a totally different man. I miss his dad bod. He's not as soft to curl up to when snuggling. My favorite thing is to rest my head on his chest, but now I feel muscles where I used to feel a soft cushion. I'm happy he's getting healthy, but I'm finding myself less attracted to him physically now. What's the best way to approach talking to him about this? Or should I just learn to love his new look? Signed, Delaney, the dad bod lover. So here's my thing on dad bods. I don't really, and it could be, but I don't really feel it's about the body itself. I feel that a lot of, we'll just say men in this situation. It could be either sex, but let me just say men. A lot of men in this situation who are ripped up and spend a lot of time doing whatever activity they're doing to get in better shape are spending a lot of time doing whatever they're doing to get into shape. They're spending a lot of time doing that and not doing things with the wife or the family or the, therefore the dad bod a lot of times is the result of somebody who is prioritizing other things than being in the gym. Now, I do think having a physical health and a mental health is a very important thing. But if you're in an hour, 7 days a week, hour and a half, 5 days a week, you're driving to the gym, that's time that you, that maybe your wife feels like, man, I would rather him be a little chubbier and be with us more. Now, would she rather you probably have a six pack and also be there all the time? Absolutely.
That's not the case here. She likes the cushion on the chest when she lays there.
You think it's resentment?
I think that she probably wishes a lot of time that she's not used to him being gone or doing that, she'd spend back with that. And that's comes out in that way.
But Bones, if you're in the forest and you want to take a nap, would you rather lay your head on something nice and fluffy
or a rock? Yeah.
But then also it's
good point.
Would I rather that thing live a longer, healthier life and be there for my kids?
Yep.
And live older because you're healthier?
Healthy.
But that's not what you're saying. You want cotton candy. No,
hey, man, leave me out of this.
You just brought yourself in it with that.
I'm just telling you what women want. They want the dad bod.
Women want the dad.
Bod.
No. If the bod is part of it, and sometimes that is what? If to them the priority is the time being with them that they're getting versus what they're not now because they're so focused on their health.
Well, Eddie spends a lot of time working out now.
But he lives 5 minutes from me, and he comes over for an hour.
Hour a day.
And it's not a...
How much time is it really?
What?
Hangout time?
115.
About an hour and a half of my day.
Okay.
Yeah, and 3-4 times a week, and it's not... Like it's changing his life. And the kids are still like kind of getting out of school.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll leave the workout to go pick them up from school. So I don't miss a lot. But here's the deal. My wife, she puts her head on my chest now and she's like,
No, she's not.
And so I'm like, you know what?
You're saying.
I will just relax a little bit. I'll eat pizza and still work out. So I have a little fluff for her on the chest.
You think so your wife just emailed the show?
Pizza's going to nipple? I understand what it is. I really don't think it's about the muscle.
I think
it's about the time. I think you could tell him that. Hey, I love that you're healthier and I'm here for you, but you spend a lot of time at the gym and can we prioritize some of that time to be here with me?
Because in reality, it's not realistic to not be attracted to someone that's ripped.
Or just in good shape.
Yeah.
Physically.
Well, sometimes people don't like change. It's not what she's used to.
Is important. I mean, that's a good point.
If the person's like an A-plus dad and husband and you get to pick, he's going to be A-plus dad and husband anyway, and he can be super soft or he can be in really good shape, very few are going to pick super soft. But if it's, I'd rather have a dad here with a little softer body than a gone person with some abs.
Sure. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I say. Therapy's over. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the most fun segment we do about facts on a Friday. Fun Fact Friday. Yeah, there it is.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'll start. But I'll start with a question. Amy, what do you think the best-selling item is at Walmart? Generally across the country.
Oh. Gosh, why did a folding chair just come to mind, like a lawn chair?
I think I got it.
I mean, it's
got
to be something pretty generic in general that everybody would need.
A cooler.
Cooler? Lunchbox?
Underwear.
Eddie?
Underwear.
The best-selling items at Walmart are bananas. They sell more than 1 billion pounds of bananas every single year.
Wow.
How about that? Put that in your Fun Fact Friday pipe and smoke it. All right, Amy?
Okay, so simply the act of holding money in your hand will ease stress and pain from your body.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
No, like studies have been done.
Yeah, my hand means I'm about to give it to somebody. I'm going to have less money.
That's true.
Like you know when you're in Vegas and you kind of hold the chips in your pocket and you kind of feel them, you jingle them around there?
That's right.
That's cool, man.
Hey, I didn't do this study.
And then I'm like, who else has touched this money? Where's it been? Well,
that's your brain for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Lunchbox?
This is going to be a sad one for the ladies.
It's Fun Fact Friday.
I know. But it's just the truth.
It's fun for him.
Yeah. Sagging is inevitable. No matter what.
What was that word again?
Inevitable.
There you go.
Gravity.
Gravity?
That's same for you. Same for dudes, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying gravity, smoking, and sleeping. Women, if you are sleep face down... You need to change it because if you're pushing on the breasts, it'll change the shape of your breasts.
Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox. Okay. Morgan?
Animals are more scared of human voices than lion roars. So scientists played human voices around a watering hole to figure it out. And animals ran away when the human voices were there. But lions, they were roaring. They just chilled. No big deal.
Yeah, because they don't know. They get next to one lion, that roar, they eat them, then they can never be in the pole again. And
oh, good point.
Be like, I'm scared of a lion roar.
That's a great point. Mm.
Eddie?
The year was 1897. Boy, the place was Nashville, Tennessee. That's when cotton candy was born, and it was made by a dentist. And the first name for it was Fairy Floss. How ironic that a dentist made cotton candy.
How ironic.
He gets more customers.
That's actually why he did it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He was like, we'll sell cotton candy, they'll get cavities, and I make more money.
Wow. Dang. That is dirty.
Fairy floss.
Only two women have ever tried to assassinate a U.S. president. Both of them went after Gerald Ford. What did he do to them? We need to see what he was up to.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Within 3 weeks of each other in 1975.
What in the world?
Yeah, you know something went down.
Only two women ever, same president, within 2 weeks of each other.
Gerald Ford, though, that wasn't that long ago. What year was that?
75. I mean, you were like in high school. You got to wonder.
I wasn't born yet.
What's up?
I wasn't born in 75.
Advanced tickets to Woodstock in 1969, 54 years ago, were sold at record stores for $18. That would be the equivalent of $150 in today's money. So that's what the festival would cost if it happened today. And tickets at the door were $24, so that was $200. And so many people got there, though, and they just got in for free because it was out of control.
They tore the gates down.
It was out of control. They just went,
like, wild.
We're in. We're ready to party. Finally, a hole-in-one on a par 5. Golfers, you know what that's called?
Birdie? Albatross.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a 2 on a par 5.
Oh, that's right. Impossible. Oh.
Mm. I said golfers, but now Amy's a golfer. I forgot.
She went right. Go ahead, Amy. You first.
Give me a hint.
It's a bird.
It's got.
I said birdie.
No, but it's not a bird.
Pigeon.
A bird.
No.
Okay, I got it.
Owl.
It's a bluebird.
Cardinal.
It's a condor.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know what bird that is.
Turkey.
It's a condor. I don't know. It's a condor. Never happened in a pro tournament where someone's got a hole-in-one on a par 5. But there are certain par 5s that we play that are
if what?
If you could really crush, you could get it down there. Not us, but like big hitters.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, you're right. Not you, but Amy could. Both sides. Left-handed and right-handed.
Maybe.
All right, that's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Shout out San Antonio, Texas. Group of teens in San Antonio making a big impact in the city and the homeless community by turning plastic bags into sleeping mats. So these teens started to see just how important it is for a lot of these homeless folks to have somewhere to at least sleep. So what they did is they wove hundreds of plastic bags together. Each mat took like a total of like 12 to 15 hours to complete.
Wow.
Multiple teenagers doing it. So they were able to do that. And so they made over 50 mats and they went out and passed it out to folks.
Love that.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Like thinking outside the box, like just to come up with the idea to make these mats out of plastic bags.
And making a difference in the lives of San Antonio's homeless population.
Wow.
And teenagers who are usually pretty rotten.
That's right.
If you believe, well,
most teens.
People on this show, yeah. Right, guys?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Easy trivia. The category is U.S. presidents. Amy, who is the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is on the $1 bill?
George Washington.
Correct.
All right.
Morgan, which U.S. president featured on the penny?
George Washington.
Abe Lincoln.
I thought we were on a theme here.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
It's okay. It's the first round.
Nobody goes home the first round.
I thought we were doing a theme too.
Nobody goes home. We lured you into that one. Hey, Abby, who's the current president?
Joe Biden.
Correct. So that's the easy trivia. You should have gotten them all. Sorry, Morgan. Nobody goes home the first round, but if you miss another one,
you've been boned.
You get boned. You don't want to get boned. Amy has 3 wins. She's the current champion. She's closing in on 5 wins. Let's go. The category is music. Amy, what's the name of the band who sings Hotel California?
The Eagles.
Correct. Lunchbox, which band released the album Abbey Road?
The Beatles.
Correct. Yeah. Morgan, Bono is the lead singer of what band?
U2.
Correct. Abby, what song did Whitney Houston famously cover in 1992 for the movie The Bodyguard?
I Will Always Love You.
Correct. Round number two, famous movies. Amy, which 1975 movie features a shark terrorizing beachgoers?
Jaws.
Correct. Lunchbox, in which animated movie does a young girl follow a white rabbit into a fantasy world?
Snow White?
You've been booed. Oh,
Snow White and the Dwarves.
But she follows a rabbit, I thought.
No, I don't think so. No. The answer is?
Alice in Wonderland.
Correct. Huh. Morgan, what Tom Hanks movie features a man stranded on an island befriending a volleyball named Wilson?
Oh, yeah, Wilson. Castaway.
Correct. Abby, which film features a magical nanny who arrives to help a dysfunctional family?
What in the world? What?
Which film?
I knew all those other movies, dang it.
Features a magical nanny who arrives.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Correct.
Oh, dang.
Three remain.
Oh, wow. I thought it was Mrs. Doubtfire.
She's not magical.
I thought it was Amy's house. Yeah, there he goes, huh? Which film? A magical nanny who helps dysfunctional family? I thought it might be.
Got it.
That was funny.
Thank you. Reality TV.
Oh, now, really? After I'm out?
That's on you.
No, that was on the question I got.
On The Bachelor, The Bachelor gives what to contestants in order to stick around for the next episode?
Rose.
Correct. Morgan, while its acronym name suggests this network should be home of educational programming, this reality TV network's shows are 90 Day Fiancé, Sister Wives, Long Island Medium. Name the network.
TLC.
Correct. Thank you.
Take it around.
Abby, what's the name of the famously angry British host on shows like Hell's Kitchen? What's the name of the famously angry British host on the reality TV show Hell's Kitchen?
I don't know.
You've been booed.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gosh dang it.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it was in my head somewhere.
Well, she didn't really know it. Right. Amy and Morgan, categories animals. Which four-legged animal has the largest antlers in the deer family? Amy, which four-legged animal has the largest antlers in the deer family?
In the 8-point buck?
10 Answer? Point. A 10-point?
I don't know. What is it? I don't know.
It's a moose.
You've been booed.
So I wouldn't have gotten it anyway. So I was gonna say
Morgan,
elk.
If you get this, you win.
Okay.
If you miss it, we go to sudden death.
Okay. Yeah.
What's a baby kangaroo called?
A Joey.
Correct. Winner.
Wow.
What point was I talking about? What's the biggest buck?
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know what the record is.
If they're like nubbins, there's like 30.
Hey, let's celebrate Morgan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Morgan! Here's a clip from Tony in Boston.
It's a clip of you going viral. I've seen it on Instagram and Twitter from you interviewed Taylor Swift and you're talking about being a nice guy. And it's been out on the internet for, you know, at least like 6 or 7 years, but now it's going viral. I was curious about if you've seen it and your feedback on it.
This thing is 12 years old, 13 years old. It's been viral like 7 times. Well, like 3 versions of it because it's Taylor. So anything with Taylor cycles. I don't even remember doing it.
I saw the clip and it seems like you guys are fighting, but I don't remember that.
We weren't fighting. I think it's just a context thing. We're fighting
at all.
That's
what I'm saying. The clip makes it look like that.
We were friends after that too. And so I really don't even look at old stuff, not because of what it is, because I hate hearing me talk or hearing me in old versions. It makes me cringe. I probably would think that today too, but I don't listen to me today unless something's up, but I don't listen. I don't watch that old stuff. But again, those Taylor interview clips, just because it's Taylor, they go viral about every 3 or 4 years.
It pops up, and I think it's like something from our account, but it's not. It's always some viral thing.
Like
crazy.
Somebody else posts it.
Oh, yeah. And it's always like weird context. Like they cut around like little sections. Yeah, no, Taylor and I were always really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's the clip?
It's viral.
It's viral. It's
check
everywhere.
Your feed,
look around. Yeah, look around. All right, here's Jamie.
Morning, studio. I have a joke for Amy. What do you call a policewoman who does the chalk outlines at a crime scene? Tracy.
That's a good one.
I get it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, Bobby, you'll like this. Handbags for Men are having a moment.
No, they've been having a moment. Or at least I've been having a moment with them.
Well, now thanks to Harry Styles, Travis Kelce, and David Beckham,
sporting bags and totes are a thing.
Okay, I don't think Travis Kelce deserves to be in that.
Why not?
Why?
Because it's Taylor Swift that even makes anybody look at Travis Kelce. And I like Travis Kelce. But Beckham has always been very fashion forward. And Harry Styles, extremely fashion forward. Kelce's just with Taylor. He does wear flames on his shirts. Has done that for a while.
But he's carrying the totes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have totes, I have bags, I have fanny packs, I have things that look like purses even. I don't like using pockets for stuff. You guys have it made. The expectation is you could carry a purse. Us guys, we were one, all of a sudden we're like, oh, look at the guy wearing a purse. And yep. He also wears glasses and he's ugly. And I'm like, stop talking about me.
Do you feel like you were able to embrace it more once you got married? Because it's like, okay, I'm married, so I can do whatever
I want. Oh, for sure.
I think I embraced it more once my wife started to help me pick them out.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done that if you were still single.
Yeah, what if I would have known?
That would have, you would have never found Kate.
You don't think that would have cramped your
You're saying
style?
She would have seen me carry a bag and been like, I'm not being with that.
100%.
Nah,
a purse.
But it's not a purse.
Well, they're calling it a merce.
Okay, but that's been, the merce has been around for 15 years. People call it that forever. The man bag is definitely different than a purse. It is shaped different than a purse. It's like the difference. It's not a fanny pack always, but it's like the difference in like a computer bag. It's like a hybrid of that and a purse. It's like slightly.
Do you think Caitlin's improved you?
In what way?
I'm asking.
Like in general?
It was some headline I saw about how 90% of people think they've improved their partners.
I think if you asked her, she would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it just depends which part you're talking about. But yeah, I would say overall, yes. I would say there are certain areas I think I've gotten worse.
Oh.
Really?
Like what?
Easy.
I know. I'm really just thinking about this one. But I would say that yes, she is. I think yes, we change when we're with people. We definitely change, we pick up some of their habits, and I think I've been improved. Thank you. Let's move on to the next one because I don't want to say anything else.
Well, moving on to quiet vacations because people are taking these now. Like we've heard of quiet walks, and I mean, I saw a whole article in Psychology Today about how people aren't even speaking until noon.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was called like talk fasting or something.
Yeah. Okay. So yes,
remember the segment on the show?
We talked about. Okay, that's probably where I talked about it in my head with y'all
on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you say it over and over. We talk about a lot of different things in a lot of different places, and I forget where. But anyway, talk fasting is a thing. But now, quiet trips are a thing where people are literally scheduling a vacation to just be quiet most of the time and not be around a bunch of people.
And you're not to talk for 48 hours. It's a whole thing.
Yeah,
you're with other people and everybody knows you just don't talk.
You're with a group of people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's even people doing it. It's weird.
Oh, that's very
You go
weird.
Into like the mountains in North Carolina and just like don't talk and you hike and...
We should come in one morning and do talk fasting and see what our boss is doing. We're doing it for mental health. We just come on, turn the mics on, and just fast for everybody to hear. All right, what else?
Well, an old Chris Stapleton interview is popping up. It's from 60 Minutes a few years back, but Chris is talking about how he loved listening to Snoop Dogg and Dre when he was younger and how that influenced his music.
It was so real that it translated even to some kid in Eastern Kentucky who had no notion of the things that he was talking about, you know, and it was dangerous too, and real and dangerous are, you know, very appealing to 15, 16 year old kids.
Why this show does so well, real and dangerous.
That's right.
That's us too.
Yeah, suckers. And also Chris is in the streaming music age where you were affected by everything and influenced by everything. We had streaming music for the first time or download music or Napster. So it was different than the 20 years before where you really could only get the music that was at your Walmart or Best Buy or record store, and then mostly what they had was what was regionally popular, so there wasn't like a diverse, so
yeah, like if we wanted something, I mean we'd have to listen to the radio, so it was whatever's being played for us, and then get our cassette tape and hit record, and then that's how we got to listen to things. Unless you wanted, if you didn't want to
go to the store
to,
there's that.
Well, but this is the freeway to get it.
Yeah it's store. Yeah, but you stole it, huh? Amy was stealing before stealing was cool.
Dang,
she was stealing before Napster even let her. That's crazy. Okay, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is genius. At Fairmont Dallas, a hotel, they decided to adopt a shelter dog, and they have named the dog Chief Happiness Officer.
Ain't got a title. Didn't even have to work his way up.
Yeah. It's an 8-month-old dog named Bondi. And I mean, employees at the hotel are loving it. Like, their morale is up. But hotel guests are like, it's just really cool to walk into the lobby and you see this cute dog every single day. And yeah.
And they adopted a shelter dog, you know?
Yeah.
CHO.
Oh, that's the title.
CHO of the hotel.
Happiness.
Who would be the CHO on this show?
Me.
Probably.
Can you self-appoint that?
Sure.
Well, I think somebody would have said that anyway, but he kind of maybe lost the title by appointing himself.
I'm happy right now.
But I think somebody would have said that, but you just appointed yourself.
Yeah.
Can anyone say they're happy right now?
I tell jokes. I'm happy right now.
Who would be the chief hate officer?
Betty, he's a hater.
Good.
He's a hater of everything I do.
Or the CAO, the chief angry.
Oh, I thought something else.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a good. That's
shout
good.
Out to Fairmont Dallas for giving Bondi a forever home.
Okay, haha. And he also wears one of those little suits like a bellhop.
That's awesome.
Which is funny. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Voicemail, Jimmy from Virginia.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio. Can we get an update on the progress that you and Eddie are making building your backyard pickleball court? Is it going to be up late May? Anyway, give us an update. All right, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Jimmy. We hope. It's been raining a bit.
You want to put a date on that?
Well, it's been raining. We can't control the weather. So Eddie and I have been watching YouTube videos and building a pickleball court in my backyard. And I don't know. It feels sometimes like it's a little uneven when we stand.
Yeah, but
it's like 1 foot's higher than the other.
That's just because it rains and we're on mud.
And that's showbiz, baby. So we hope by late May, the pickleball court will be up. We'll have a big ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm. We're almost done with the wall, though. A little bit part, some of the wall.
We hope nobody has to inspect it.
A wall?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We had to do some walls.
We don't want the balls to go in the yard.
Yeah, so. We just like built a wall. Anyway, let's go over and get in the morning corny. Amy, are you ready over there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
How do crabs honor their mom's birthday?
How?
They celebrate.
Funny. The crab shells?
No, I get it.
That was the morning corny.
Celebrate. Good time. Yeah. Come on.
How do crabs react at New Year's? They celebrate.
Yeah, I thought about how to crabs.
What's the crab's favorite Kool in the Gang song? It's a celebration.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I like it. Let's try this again. We have a grand prize giveaway here. Round trip. Austin, Texas. We're talking about flying and a real life airplane that goes up and down, and then hotel, real life, locks on the doors, and tickets to the show, iHeart Country Festival, Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A. But right now we're gonna play Never Gonna Get It. This is our third time.
No, you're not gonna get it.
Ooh, yeah.
Never gonna get it. No, you're not gonna get it.
All right, let us welcome Carol onto the show. Hey, Carol, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Where do you live, Carol?
I live in Hanover, Massachusetts.
Well, you know, I can't legally say if I'm rooting for you or not, but I am, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good. We're going to play Never Gonna Get It. And so I'm going to read a question. All four of you. No, go ahead. Write your answer down.
Oh, that's us. Okay.
Yeah, she'll pick one of you. If you get it right, she wins. Okay? We'll move on from there. The question is, 1/3 of Americans say this would definitely be a deal breaker if they were looking to buy a home. 1/3 of Americans say this would definitely be a deal breaker if they were looking to buy a home.
I nailed it.
Think about that, guys.
Carol, you want to win? You go with me.
1/3 of Americans said this would definitely be a deal breaker if they were looking to buy a home.
No, you're not gonna get it. No, you're not gonna get it.
Well, Lunchbox 100% every time. How do you feel this time?
100%. Who was in first and quit?
I don't know, that's weird. Okay. Amy, what's your percentage?
40%.
Eddie?
5%.
Morgan?
20%.
About 1/3 of Americans say this would be a deal breaker if they're looking to buy a home. Carol, pick the teammate that you think gets it right.
Amy?
She said 40%, I said 100, Carol.
Yeah,
all right.
You always say 100.
All right, enjoy not going to the concert.
Okay. Let's go. Morgan, what's your answer?
I have ghosts.
Okay.
Like a ghost lives there.
That's incorrect. She didn't pick it. But Eddie?
No basement.
Okay.
What in the world?
Okay. She didn't pick you, so good for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Amy.
5%, guys.
Lunchbox?
Died in the house. Someone died in that house. Boom, boom, boom.
That's actually really good.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, we'll just hold on to that.
Amy?
Oh, that's interesting. Someone died.
Well,
So we're the same.
That's correct.
Yay!
Carol, you just won the trip. Wow. Yay! Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap.
But it's so annoying.
That was my guess. I was going to guess that.
Well, there you go. Carol, you went a round trip. Airfare, hotel, tickets to the show. You want all that in a package. And, wow, we'll see you May 4th at our iHeartRadio Country Festival in Austin, Texas. Holy moly. Jelly Roll's going to be there. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Jason Aldean, Brothers Osborne. I'll be there. The show will be there. Nice job.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
So exciting.
Carol, I bet this has made your day a lot better, huh?
This really did make my day. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get all your information. And just remember, we're not going to fly her out there and leave her. We're going to round trip it in case everybody's wondering.
Bring her back. So she's going to get home.
So she will get home. Carol, stay on the line there, and we will get that. She is. Good job.
No, no, good job. No, no. See here, that's the annoying part. Is Amy's going to get the credit when I was 100%.
No, you don't have to make this about you. This is about Carol.
That's right.
Everything doesn't have to be made about you.
Well, you just said good job, Amy.
Well, Amy got it right, and she picked Amy.
That's what I'm saying, but.
But good job.
It's not about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everything's not about you. It's about Carol. Carol wins. Amy, good job.
Thanks.
Amy, that was awesome, though.
Amy did a great job. Oh, yeah. Hey, give it up, Ray. Give it up, Ray.
Amy. Amy.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So when there's breaking news, I'll yell, breaking news. And then Ray plays the breaking news sounder. It kind of feels like this. Breaking news! Breaking news! We have breaking news right now. Lunchbox is upset about something.
Oh, breaking news. Shocking news.
Oh.
Yeah. So Lunchbox. Yep. Oh, do you already know what it is?
Yeah, I mean, I'm upset a lot about a lot of stuff, but I think I know.
Well, go ahead.
Someone on this show.
You can say who it is. I don't care.
Scuba got his own radio show. How?
What? Oh, really?
Wow.
Well, that's exciting.
Exactly.
Okay. No, that's cool.
Exactly. Wow. Like, hilarious.
Well, what is it?
This is what Lunchbox sent me last night. How did Scuba get a radio show? ? Then in all in bold, same thing. How did Scuba get a radio show? Then I asked a freaking question. How did Scuba get a radio show? Then another one. I don't understand how we got to this point. We're just throwing producers on the air.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't feel like we're just on producers on the air.
Yeah.
And I have clips as well. So how do you want to handle this? Do you want to say your piece first?
Yes. I got an email saying, hey, what do you think of Scuba's show? Or how did Scuba get a show?
Who asked
and I
was, you that?
Someone, my sources in the company.
So like a listener.
Yeah. Source in the company?
A listener. You don't have any sources. Go ahead.
And so I went and found Scuba's show, and it's like some iHeart 90s Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what in the crap is this? How in the world? Did they come to you, Eddie?
No.
They sure didn't come to me.
So this isn't so much about him. It's about them not coming to you.
No, it's about him. Like, well, why does he have a show? Like, hilarious.
Okay, Scuba, you want to, can I play a couple clips first?
That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead and hit him.
Okay, right. Here is Scuba talking over Matchbox 20. Go ahead.
In the early 90s, I lived in a city called Oviedo, Florida. It's outside of Orlando. And our neighbor was a drummer for this band, Matchbox 20, Paul. But we just knew him as the guy, because we're kids, as the guy who played drums in the garage. My name's Scuba Steve, and I appreciate you listening to iHeart 90s.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's also a good story. I didn't know you lived next to the drummer in Matchbox 20.
Yeah, man, that was pretty cool growing up as a kid, but that whole story to have now, so yeah.
That was smooth.
That's good.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Also, you live next to the drummer in Matchbox 20, but you just knew him as like that guy.
That's I wish I knew that back then as a kid. Like, I didn't have perspective on that until now.
Dang, I want to listen to the station and hear more Scuba's Nuggets. Stop.
And that laugh, it was
no, he
so
laughs.
Yeah, it made me laugh.
Yeah,
no,
it was good.
I liked it. He laughs the end of every break.
That's okay.
Every break.
Okay.
I laugh all the time.
Maybe that's his thing.
Okay, here's another one. This is Tal Bachman. Okay, here we go.
That's Tal Bachman. Did you know that his dad was in this band? So his dad's Randy Bachman, and his brothers Robbie and Tim, along with their buddy Fred Turner, they have a band called Bachman Turner Overdrive from Canada. Pretty cool, right? What's up? It's Scuba Steve. This is iHeart 90s. You want to send me a request or a music fact? Clearly, I love those. Red circle on the app, talkback button. Just say something, and I'll play it on the radio.
That's pretty good, dude.
No,
dang,
dude. Dropping another music fact like crazy.
That one was too confusing and all over the place.
What do you mean?
No, Tal Bachman, that she's so high. His dad was Randy Bachman from
Bachman Turner Overdrive. What's so complicated about
no
that?
No one's ever heard of that band.
Yes.
And then
yes.
He said, send me music facts. Clearly, I liked them. And he had just dropped one. Like, I feel. And then you're right. Inviting people to talk to
and
you.
And I didn't hear a laugh on that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay, here is one
maybe
more.
It was in the beginning.
Scuba Steve has his own show here. Go ahead, Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's iHeart 90s. My name is Scuba Steve. Growing up in the 90s, this is one of my favorite bands of all time, Hootie and the Blowfish. And what's crazy is in my job, the lead singer, Darius Rucker, who does country now, comes by my studio pretty often. And I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of myself. I haven't once got all up in his face and fangirled him and told how much I loved him and how much he's changed my life. Next time he comes in the studio, though, I'm probably still not going to do it.
There he goes.
I like his laugh. His laugh makes me laugh.
Because that's funny.
I know, but his laugh makes me laugh. I like
that
it.
Laugh.
Because if the person's smiling that's talking, you can almost like feel it.
Yeah
man.
Is that all you got to do? There's that laugh.
Hey.
What's wrong with that?
Dude, it's good. You did a good job. Aside from Lunchbox being a hater.
Hold on.
Thank you.
No, hold on. First of all, good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was good. Those are all three random breaks. I don't know who picked the breaks out.
I did.
That was what you were trying to show us that he was bad. You picked like really good ones.
Yeah, they were really good. Were there bad ones then?
If those are the worst, the guy needs my job.
Wow, the other
one. Well, it's already his studio.
Fantastic. Wow.
That's fair.
Darius comes by his studio.
That's okay. Well, he's the executive producer of the show.
I don't have to explain all that. It's much easier as you got 20 seconds to say something, so you just kind of get to the point.
So why are you upset?
I mean, I'm just shocked.
What's the root?
A, they never came to me. B, we're just throwing producers on the air. And man, I just didn't know Scuba was qualified to have a show yet.
What would you say if you were ramping up one of those songs?
I don't even know
what
who those bands
say?
Are.
Exactly.
Okay, who do you I wouldn't do 90s. He probably wouldn't do 90s.
Yeah, but that's what the job was, the 90s. No. And yes, Scuba got it.
But if there were a job of like, well, I'm asking him what your job is.
Oh, probably reality TV.
No, there's not a channel
on
reality TV.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't know music.
I don't know. I mean, probably give me a sheet and I could look up some facts.
You probably could give you a sheet.
And that's why they don't come to you.
That's why.
Just saying.
Scuba, you're doing a good job, man. I like it. What's the channel again?
Thank you. It's iHeart90s and it's on the iHeartRadio app. But it's for me, it's just a way for me to work on my chops and kind of get comfortable again doing a show.
And what's the goal with this show? Do you want it to be like big on the, you'll be 90s guy? You want it, what, like, I don't know. What's the goal?
Well, for me, it's just fun right now, just having fun with it. Again, working out my, because I used to do a midday show back in Bakersfield like a long time ago, and I haven't done it in a while. So kind of getting me back on my footing of doing a solo show. Long-term goal is eventually have my own show.
Okay, so you're not just a random producer being thrown on air?
Not at all, no.
Wow, so you're basically just saying you're trying to leave this show.
No.
That's what you just said.
No. Well, you could also do both.
Yeah.
People, I have like 8 jobs.
But I think Bobby's okay with us having goals.
Oh, for sure. If something's bigger than...
Right?
If you feel like something's better, you got to go. I've had many a talk with... most of you guys about it.
You haven't talked to me about
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox, you should go. If
you show no desire something. To ever do anything.
Go, dude.
Yeah, you should go.
Go.
Just go blindly.
Just go find something.
Yeah, go blindly.
No,
you can do it, man.
Yeah, you got it, man. We believe in you.
Don't go.
Uh-oh. Amy doesn't want him to go.
Of course she doesn't.
Please,
then she'd be lonely.
Go.
I feel like...
Yeah, her love will be gone.
I feel like I wish he would acknowledge that Steve is good and understand that Scuba Steve is not just some random producer being thrown on air. He just admitted he hosted a midday show in Bakersfield.
And Scuba also pursued this.
Yeah. So
it was like, I want to do this. And this is what they found him to do for now. And he'll build from this.
But yeah. I think if you wanted to do this, you could submit yourself to certain things.
Though?
I don't know.
Don't point at me. I don't know.
What is it?
You just pointed me to say something. I have no idea.
He likes
reality TV. I don't know what that means.
He likes the unta.
You think he's going to do dance music?
I don't know. Amy,
put your hands up.
I know Castles in the Sky.
Great job.
Thanks, man.
What time are you on?
East Coast, 1 to 6, and just do the math wherever
PM?
You live. Yeah, PM.
Wow, 1 to 6?
Yeah.
Every day?
Monday through Friday.
Oh, my. You're going to get burned out.
That's awesome.
That's a lot.
You look at it as you're going to get burned out.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of us look at it, man, he's putting in a lot of effort to build something.
What is rejuvenating?
He didn't have time to write his script, but he's got time for that. He's gonna burn out. Give it a month.
Dang, hater in the building.
He already used his best material. He should have saved Matchbox 20 from his contract negotiating. Sack. I got this story I want to do in a break.
Scuba, good job, buddy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, man.
Now you know he's going to be picking you apart.
Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
I would never do that, man.
Okay.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Blanco Brown.
Good to see you, man.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Do I need to have my in ear in?
Yeah.
Are we talking?
Can you hear me? Watch this. Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Is that one of those cartoons on...
Will Goku kill Vegeta? Will Krillin take over planet Nebula?
I don't know Dragon Ball Z. Is Dragon Ball Z... What would that be considered?
Anime.
Anime? It is? Do you watch that?
Yep. I bet you know this one.
Is that Pokemon?
Minion, badum, minion.
Is that a minion?
Minion.
Well, you're saying the word minion. Is that a
minion?
What is that? What is that?
Minion.
Megan?
Minion.
Minion?
Yeah.
Is that a minion?
Yep.
Oh, okay. What else? Do you do impressions generally?
Oh, my
God.
That's Donald.
I love you,
baby. Is it because you can basically do instruments with your mouth. Like, you can beatbox really, really good. Like, it's all that the same, like, skill set? Like,
yeah,
you can create noises?
Changing your voice and beatboxing, two different things, unless you got, like, some animation going on while you're beatboxing, but...
No, I mean, is that, like, are you able to do those kind of with the same part of your brain that you're able to beatbox with and mimic sounds of instruments?
Only God knows.
Only, yeah.
Felt what other impressions do you have?
I mean, some of everything. What's your Burning Mac. Land.
No, we had to beep that. But okay, so yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
That was pretty good.
That's really good.
Can you hear and automatically go? And is that a skill of yours? Can you mimic pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mimic pretty fast.
Has that always been something you could do? Like, how old were you when you first started to be able to beatbox?
About 7.
Really?
Yep.
Why did you beatbox at seven? Was it just music in the house?
Yeah, hearing music. I didn't even know what beatboxing was. And then I was told by one of my family members, you're actually beatboxing. I just go around the house. I don't know why.
Let me try. Hold on, do it again. First time, not so bad, huh?
Not so bad.
Actually, not first time. Tried a lot. So if I were to like, would be someone like, hey, Blanco, just give me a beat with your mouth. Is that what they say? Give me a beat with your mouth? What do they say? Yeah?
Yeah, give me a beat.
Good, go.
A question.
Mm-hmm.
When do you breathe? Like, I feel like you're just going the whole time.
I don't even know when I breathe. I just breathe automatically, naturally while I'm doing it.
And like inside of that, you're going breath. In and out like a harmonica maybe?
Yeah, while I'm going, I'm just taking a breath in through my nose and I'm continuing to go through my mouth.
You know what I thought was really good? Your version of Take Me Home, Country Roads. We played it on the show a bit too.
Yes, and I always pull out my spoons.
Oh, you played the spoons last time you were here.
I have my spoons every time.
Yeah, are people always like, what's he playing? Or can they identify that it's a spoon pretty quick?
They definitely know. They look at me and say, ain't no way he pulling out these spoons. We didn't expect that during the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, he has spoons with him.
I always have spoons. They don't go nowhere.
For two reasons. One, music or cereal. At any point, he could get hit with either.
And when you want some soup without the juice, you just use the spoon with the holes in it.
So the spoon with the holes in it, is that because it makes a different noise?
It's a whole nother sound.
And do you play spoons with one hand or two?
Both.
Play a little one hand. So you use fingers and leg. Now, do you ever play on your jewelry, or does it cost too much?
Man, I messed up the whole two-tone Rolex.
Slamming spoons on it.
And it got spoons on it. And when I took it to Rolex, they say, man, that's your signature. I wouldn't even touch this watch. So I said, y'all got a good little point. I'm going to just keep them right here for the memories.
So you beat a watch with the spoons?
Yep.
Man, I think they just didn't want to replace it. No,
it was under warranty. They would have cleaned it up, but
yeah.
I mean, it had too many marks on it. I mean, coming from the get up and doing that the whole time,
yeah,
3-4 years, they said, we don't really want to touch the history, but we could do it.
Where do you play the get up in your set? Last? Beginning? Both?
No, it's like 80% through the show.
That song's so big.
Yes.
Do you ever get annoyed because it's so big, people only want to hear that?
No. By the time I start my set, people say, man, we didn't know you could sing so well.
Oh, for sure. I didn't know you could sing so well when you came in here and performed the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of blown away. You were in that motorcycle accident. From the last time that I saw you, you got into that motorcycle wreck. Did that change anything about first, not like perspective on life, but like physically, did it change anything with your voice or your hands or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So 9 months later, I opened up for Luke Combs in Florida. 60,000 folk, and my hand just let go of the mic. Had to double tape the microphone to my hand because of the nerves. New wrist construction, pelvis construction, and I have two leg constructions, like metal knee and a rod and some of everything going to my ankle. So it changed everything.
What happened in that accident?
I got hit by a drunk driver head on. I was in second gear on my Indian motorcycle, a little sports bike, but it's a touring bike with cruise control and everything. Also, second gear making a left, I saw a truck coming at me head on. I tried to dodge him. He met me right at the yellow line, getting back in his lane. I hit the side, went through the windshield, landed on the bed, died, and route to the hospital.
Hold on. I got a lot to unpack here. So you went through the windshield?
My head went through the windshield, and then I flipped over the truck.
Whoa.
So it was poof.
Do you remember it at all?
I remember everything.
Really?
I looked him dead in his face while I was going through the windshield. And I talked to people through taking my helmet off because I was suffocating from the strap it hadn't tightened because the windshield hadn't pulled it and yanked it. It saved my face.
Do you think you were going to die?
Yeah, I felt like I was going to be gone. And on the way to the hospital, I asked the paramedic, could I make a call? I kept on asking him, am I going to live? I say, if I ain't going to live, could I make a call? And I plead the blood of Jesus the whole way through, all the way to the first initial break-in at the hospital. They broke my wrist back in place, my legs back in place while I was looking at them. No anesthesia because I didn't have enough blood. I had to get 12 blood transplants, infusions, however they pronounce it, you know.
Yeah. And on the way, you say they pronounced you dead or you felt like you died?
Oh, yeah. I was gone at the door. So I think it was God's timing. And it definitely stirred me up in my life. Announced dead at the door, went through the doors, came back to life, saw all the white. And the worst thing I ever heard in my life was somebody saying, if we don't get John Doe blood, he ain't going to make it. That's the worst thing I ever heard, because there was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't get up and ask for blood, like, hey, could y'all hurry up? I couldn't do nothing but listening to them tell me, if they don't get blood, I ain't going to make it. And I can't
they didn't
make
know who you were. They said John Doe because it was all so quick, and it's like not like they could identify you.
They didn't know who I was. And my backpack had my ID and stuff in it. They said it was thrown a mile and a half down the street.
So what do you remember next after that? Did you go out for a while? Like, were you unconscious for a while?
I remember going to a blank space, and then I woke up the next morning in the hospital in the ICU, and I had, like, a contraption around my pelvis, pushing my pelvis together. I couldn't move a leg. I'm talking about painful in the groin area, everything. They were saying, this is for the betterment of you, because my pelvis was broken. And, you know, you can, bleed from that real bad, real fast, and it could be over. So, by the grace of God, man, I got through that. And after that, I remember being in the hospital for weeks. I had two pipes going through my legs. I mean, through my thighs. I still had the scars, one on each side of my bladder and on the back, you know, coming through the exit. So pipes like this, 12 inches, about this thick, to hold my pelvis together. And they had to flip me on them every day when I use the restroom. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, the pain to flip me on the bone and the pipes. I said, oh, man.
What hurt worse, that or getting kicked in the nuts?
No, the worst thing about the whole experience was that catheter.
I pass on this question. I'll move on past this one. I don't, like, think about that because I can picture that.
Oh, my God, that's the worst. I don't wish that on nobody.
Of all the things, he says that's the worst.
That was worse than anything.
Like, I was making a joke, but the catheter, like, oh.
And people don't know this, but when the catheter goes in, they pump it up, and it turns into a bubble. And it feels your the inside.
We felt that.
And a guy in the hospital actually pulled his out and bust everything.
While you were there?
Wait, was that guy you?
No.
Oh, okay, making sure.
No. I'm still blessed.
Oh my gosh. So when you get out of the hospital, did you have full mobility?
No, I couldn't walk.
Do you have full mobility now?
My left leg still has I have drop foot on my left foot.
I don't know what that is.
You ever seen people walk and their foot go down before it goes up? So it's like, mine ain't that bad because I just prayed a lot and walked through a lot and I was determined. But drop foot is when you can't get your heel up in order to do a regular step in motion.
So how do you feel now every day, like physically?
I still have nerve damage and pain in my left foot, my left leg. It was the worst of it all. I keep a bubble. Like, my leg stay with a bubble on it. It swells up. The more I walk, it turn into a knot by the end of the day. Then it turns off the feeling going to my ankle. Then it make my foot feel like it's on fire.
When did you start making music again after you got out of the hospital? How long?
Oh, man, it had to be at least a year because I couldn't work through the nerve damage and the pain. I had a horrific case of nerve damage, and every day I woke up, it felt like my foot was on fire. They said my nerves were they were overshooting, trying to catch connectivity. And, that was actually the worst thing ever. But I never want that catheter again either.
No.
Matter of fact, the catheter was so bad.
Oh,
Bobby,
come on.
I'm telling you, it was so bad.
I don't want to hear it, but okay, go ahead.
They pulled it. They got rid of the catheter. And then when I went into my second surgery, it was so bad, I was trying to negotiate with the surgeons. I said, hey, could y'all just not do the catheter? And my dad will tell you, he was on the phone while I was going into getting wheeled down. I said, could we just skip the catheter? Could y'all give me a bag or something? Could y'all tape it around it? Could y'all do anything but put that catheter in me? And I woke up with a catheter. I was so aggravated again.
Like, I'm aggravated now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard about it. Much less have to do it. Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. That's tough. I don't even...
Catheter?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
That's a bad one. For a guy, that's that and having to pass like a kidney stone.
Man, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about
it.
Yeah,
me either. And I've been thinking about it for like 10 minutes. Almost stopped thinking about it. So you put out the four new songs a couple days ago, the 5th, April 5th, right?
Yep.
So you perform one of them for us? You good? Like, can you? You good?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can still perform. That's my gift, my purpose, and my calling.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Now, Sunshine Shines, that's a very, that's what I like about that, there's no catheter.
Definitely.
You don't even mention the word catheter in the song.
None.
Like, I'm trying to eliminate all that from my mind. So, mostly, it's like a positive song. It's no catheter. You want to do that now? You cool?
Let's do it.
All right, so let me say this. Blanco Brown, as he gets ready to perform here in studio, the new song, Sunshine Shine. And not only that, he's got four new songs out. Heartache and Lemonade is the entire EP. And let's do it now. Here he is. Grammy-nominated vocalist, producer, songwriter. Here he is, Blanco Brown. Boom, let's go.
Yeah.
Blanco Brown in studio. Hey, so what's good. The jacket? What's the jacket you got on there?
Man, this is a vintage crew jacket from 80-some, the filming of Back to the Future. So the original art, this is actually the jacket mint condition.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Then you collect a lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah, I love vintage pieces.
That's pretty cool. You got even the button on the front.
Yeah, I mean, only the film crew got them.
And you.
And I have one.
And you, yeah. Blanco Brown got a new EP, Alcohol, Heartache, and Lemonade, and that is the newest song there. I love it. It's positive.
So good.
Yeah, it's Sunshine Shine. Good to see you. Glad you're healthy. I know it's been a while since the wreck. We hadn't talked to you except for on the phone since then.
Yes, indeed.
You look good.
That's a blessing.
Did they shave your face at all when you were sick, like when you were in the hospital?
Nope. I ended up doing it with cast on my hands maybe 2 months later. I got footage of it, too.
They didn't put a catheter anywhere else, though, did they?
No.
All right, there is. All right, thank you. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So they say that you're 12 of your kids when they change. Like a 12-year-old changes. You both have kids that have been 12.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference around that time. There's a lot of hormone changes happening as well.
The 12th year change is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that? Do you feel it's still happening?
Yeah, I have boys, right? So, like, when my son turned 12, he went from being just like a little silly kid to, like, a nervous teenager. You know what I mean? Like, a teenager that cares about his looks all of a sudden and kind of talks a little deeper. And
you start to get a little hair on you?
Yeah, like that.
I didn't get any underarm hair until I was, like, 16 or 17, which was really embarrassing.
Like at school when everyone's changing?
They'd wear even short sleeves. I wouldn't. I'd wear long sleeves because I was just humiliated. But yeah, that's when like the little hairs start. I'm still waiting for the hair down there.
Yeah. Hey, it's not coming,
I'm
dude.
Still waiting. Oh wait, what?
It's not coming anymore.
Shut up.
It's over.
But ain't there by now? 12 years old is when kids start to change the most because of hormones, because of their peer groups start to mingle with older peer groups. They're now the youngest of the group of older kids.
Yes, sixth grade, seventh grade, and you have
eighth and ninth graders around. What's been the best age of your kids? What's been the most fun? What's the most fun age of a kid? Amy, you go first.
Well, I only got kids when they were, so Stevenson was 7 when they moved here from Haiti and Stashira was 11. So I don't know any younger. 7 was cool with him because he was really little. Or actually, when I would visit him, Haiti, and let me hold him and cuddle him when he was like 3 or 4, I probably would have loved those years. But in the years they've been with me, I kind of love right now.
The older, the better.
He's turning 14 later this summer, and she's going to be 17 in like a week, which is crazy. And I'm really loving their personalities and having real conversations with them.
You?
I'd say like 8 or 9, third grade, that kind of that area, because they're like cooperative and they're funny and they're like, you can talk to them. They have personalities, but they're not like a teenager, you know, where they're defiant or like trying to get in trouble. They're very cooperative and it's a fun time.
What about with school once they get to be 15 or 16? Do you still have to help them with school, or is it so far out of your reach now that you can't help them with school because it's like junior, senior type stuff?
Yeah, it depends on the subject. Like, you know, like I printed out photos the other day for my daughter. I'm like, no problem, I got you. I'll print that.
She didn't know how to print. Like,
no, it's just that my computer was hooked up to the printer and she was working on, you know, one part of the project and my contribution was printing. Because, like some of the math and science stuff, like I'm okay.
When does that become too hard for you? The general stuff they're learning, either you don't remember it or you never learned it.
Yeah. Sixth grade?
That's a middle school, man, yeah.
Like fifth, sixth grade?
it's tricky.
Yeah, because they teach it differently, too. Like, these, you don't know how they're learning. It's like, well, okay, and then I use my fingers and dots. Like, this can't be right.
There's a whole thing through the top things you wish you had been taught in school, but you weren't taught in school when you look back. Mine was for sure money. But I don't think my school even thought to teach money because nobody had really money. It was for sure paycheck to paycheck. Everybody went to school. And so there weren't any like finance classes or balancing a budget class because there really wasn't a budget to be balanced. I never thought about that. And I used to just be like, why didn't they teach us money stuff? But that would be like teaching the whole school Mandarin and nobody's going to China. Well, yeah. So I wish I had learned money and like how money works. And how to use money to make money.
That's a good one.
Interest rates for a home.
Sure.
And back then it was checkbook. And so I never had any of that.
Even like the terminology of buying a home. You know, like what does all that mean?
Yeah. That would have been good to know. I probably would have mildly been interested. But at least I would have had a little bit. But when they just talk about, even now, and it's like APR, that even, I'm like, you know, yeah. I didn't learn it then.
Yeah, no, that would have been
What helpful. Do you wish you would have learned in school?
I mean, I can agree with you on the money part too, but I think more of, you know, talking about hormones and change and more of why we are the way we are,
our
some
body, ourselves.
Mental health, like.
Oh, mental health, that's cool. That wasn't even a thing, though.
Right.
Right. But yeah. I think now, and for teenagers to have a better understanding of why they're feeling what they're feeling, like even just having a class on feelings and emotions, and like these feelings and yeah. emotions are okay. Like it's okay if you're even you're feeling what you quote unquote see to be negative, because then you're at a place at school where you're,
you
know,
you're
with your peers.
Though, we're getting a feelings and emotions class. Because it's generations were different. And we're like, I'm really struggling in feelings and emotions. You know, Arkansas, he's going to like, what kind of class is that? That's some bull crap.
Yeah, but it sure would have been great. Because then now we're trying to learn processing feelings at 43. And I'm like, golly. And then now we're having to go back and process feelings we had at 15.
Oh, that's
it's
tough.
Like, shoot.
I'd have for sure gotten beaten up for being top of the class in feelings and emotions.
You're right, front row.
Look at Mr. Feelings and Emotions. What do you wish you would have learned, Eddie, in school?
Parenting. Just like, just parenting classes would be cool. Because like, I remember my dad.
Hey, a lot of kids learn the hard way where I come from. They had to learn at 16 or 17 the hard way.
My dad used to say like, there's no handbook for parenting. You'll never understand it. I'm like, well, you know what? Now there are. Like, you go to the...
There are literal books.
There are books everywhere about parenting. And I wish we could have learned those.
Lunchbox, what's the thing?
Oh, I'd say entrepreneurship. I saw this one high school, like, I don't know. I just read it the other day on Twitter. Their whole first floor is entrepreneurship, where you get to set up shops and learn how to run businesses. I mean, I'd have been so far ahead of the game.
That's cool.
Like, now I'm 42 and just catching up.
You're catching up?
Yeah.
Catching up, really.
Oh. What business have you ever, like, done consistently and made money?
Well, I did lawn mowing.
How old were you when you had your landscape
business?
We
were like 11-ish, 10, 11, 12, I would say, Forrest and I.
That was his prime.
Yeah, we were
that
really.
He's prime king. That's probably his prime.
Yeah, prime
but like
king.
As an adult, like, what have you ever been an entrepreneur? Because that sounds like even before the class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then it would have been great. We would have continued it on, and we could have maintained it. We didn't really know what we were doing, so we just kind of dissolved. And then I did Disney DVDs. That kind of went out the wayside.
That was illegal. And yes, it got shut down. It was illegal. Go ahead.
Yeah, I
selling drugs is illegal. Would that be an entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're your own boss. You don't work for a company.
I don't think that just means entrepreneur. That's more freelance.
I don't feel like unless you're, you know, the one producing the drugs, you're your own boss ever.
That's
you're
true,
always,
too. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're one losing a bunch of shipment away from, yeah. That's,
it's like cartel shows up any day.
Well, good luck with those kids, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. We're working on it.
If you ever need dog advice, let me know.
We got dog advice.
I got a couple nuggets.
I've decided, because my daughter's doing like a summer job all summer long, and it's like her first time doing that, and I'm making her do this little financial course that Dave Ramsey has for teenagers, so she can learn how to save what she's earning, give what she's earning.
Get Lunchbox on that, too.
Go together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's online.
Yeah. Let's let him do that, too. I bet Dave would give us a free copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Muncie, Indiana. A 24-year-old man walked into the barbershop. Hey, can I get a haircut? Sit on down in the chair, starts cutting his hair. Halfway through, jumps up. You messed up my hair! You messed up my hair! The guy's like, okay, sit down, I'll fix it. Starts working on it again. They start arguing again. The barber says, you want to fight? We might as well just fight. And the guy goes, how about I just shoot you?
Oh.
Well, they're just asking each other questions. Would you like to fight? Well, how about I just shoot you?
Just escalated.
Yeah, go ahead.
He grabbed his waistband, and then he said, you know what? And give me all your money.
Oh.
And he made him hand over his wallet. He took the $40 out and left. So he got charged with robbery and...
stealing a free haircut?
Oh, yeah, he didn't pay for his haircut either.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even think about that.
Stolen services. That's true. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Before we go, I do want to go over to Lunchbox for a second. And mostly, I didn't think we would bring Lunchbox in on this because it involved him. But there's been like a weird dynamic. And maybe it's just because Amy's off for medicine. I don't know. You're acting different. And we would be like, oh, Amy's in love with Lunchbox, because you'd be like doing stuff. But now even Lunchbox thinks you're weird.
Oh.
What? Yeah, Amy gave me a booty bump.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I heard too. I heard she bumped your booty, and it was weird for all.
It was a booty bump.
Let Lunchbox go first. Go ahead. We'll all have the stick. Go ahead.
We were all in the other room. It was kickoff Kevin Pitts, Lauren, Eddie, Amy, myself, and I'm standing there, and Amy comes up with her right butt cheek and goes, boom, and bumps my left butt cheek, and I'm like, and Eddie saw it, and I was like, what? Eddie goes, what? And I said, let me finish... Was that? And
I was gonna say,
oh, you said a bad word. What the blank was that?
Yeah, I didn't know how to.
So, for the first time, you felt like it was even a bit weird. And
I was like, that was strange. I've never had a booty bump.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. And you know, I've just been like, this is a joke, right? We're just messing
around. Like, Amy's just kidding around. Like, she's in love with Lunchbox. It's a joke. We don't really feel that way.
But then when Lunchbox came in, she was like, hi. And then she booty bumped him. I'm like, what the?
I mean, never booty bumped me in how many years? 15 years together.
18.
Whatever.
So, how dare you forget how long we've been together?
I'm going to take the stick from you two and let Amy talk. Now, go ahead.
I don't remember the high-pitched high, so...
But you remember the booty bump, right?
I remember the hip tap.
Why would you hip tap though?
Like he walked in and I was standing there. I don't know.
So you purposefully hip tapped him?
I was in a good mood and I was like, hey,
you went
like,
hip to hip?
You know, it wasn't butt to butt.
But
it
it's cheek to cheek. If you're going hip, you're using size.
It's just weird that you would.
I know. I agree.
Did it slip? Like, did you forget you were at work and you
actually. Or was it an accident and you didn't mean to bump him?
I just.
No, there was no accident. It was
I will say I have been feeling better. And so. I think
obviously
if anybody had been the person that walked in, I could have like
so that would have been
them.
Anybody you booty bumped, not your new boyfriend.
I think so, but I don't know.
Anybody
for sure.
So if Mike D would have walked in, like you would have booty bumped him.
Any chance you're secretly in love with him and you just don't know?
I don't think that is possible because I would feel like I would know.
She's answering it like somebody at a press conference that knows I probably did something wrong.
No,
I don't recall.
My thoughts are not.
I get the hip tap is a little weird.
Yeah.
Even I can agree with that, but I don't think that is not how you have a baby, and I don't think it's that weird.
You don't remember the hi?
I don't. I do remember the hip tap.
Just know for the first time, Lunchbox was like, oh, I think it's weird now too.
Why did he think it's that weird? Like, I thought it was...
You butt bumped him.
It was weird.
I thought it was friendly.
Well, it was... No, it was friendly, but it was just...
Friendly.
Strange.
See, yes. He said it was friendly. There was innocent. There was a room full of people.
Oh, we don't think it was mean. Don't worry. Yeah. None of us are like, that was really unfriendly.
How rude of you. I didn't say it was rude. It was just strange.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes these guys are just looking for things.
No.
I was just saying
the stage for anything weird now with your actions over the past couple of months.
Who else have you booty bumped in this office?
I don't. It was a hip tap.
Which may be worse. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.